Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Tuesdays, we always talk food with our friend Alex from CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. And we're getting into that fall season where you get some fall-inspired treats and some drinks. So what do we got this week, Alex?
So first, I'm going to start us off in Monroe with Marcello's Italian Eatery. Now, they have a pumpkin cheesecake martini. It's a creamy martini with rum chata, whipped cream vodka, pumpkin, and then it's garnished with a graham cracker crust and a cinnamon sprinkle. I saw photos online. It looks heavenly for this fall.
It's good for the Instagram, too.
It is very Instagrammable. There's also B.F. Clyde Cider Mill in Mystic. Now, this location has the oldest steam-powered cider mill in the U.S. This is the spot where you see all the apple cider slushies online, maybe on Instagram. They have the cute little apple cider donuts on the straw. And they also introduced some daily special drinks. And the one that they had this past weekend was called the Spritzer. And it was a hard cider, blackberry cream soda, and sweet cider slushie with whipped cream and sprinkles on top.
Wow, that sounds great, too.
I know, definitely a fall rush. The other one I have for us is AM Bagel in Derby. They're serving up fresh bagels this season. They post daily about bagel specials every morning, and I've seen a bunch that are fall-inspired. So sweet cornbread, apple cinnamon crunch, pumpernickel, pumpkin caramel chip, and they even have a carrot cake cream cheese and chocolate chip cream cheese, too.
That's interesting, because a lot of times with the fall stuff, you know, you have the drinks, you have the desserts, but to have bagels, like breakfast foods for the fall, is fun.
I know, a lot of fall-inspired treats here in Connecticut.
I know, I love it. There's so many tasty things this time of year.
We have the Parthenon Diner in Brantford. They're serving up these delicious apple pie stuffed French toast. They do their house-made challah bread, stuffed with apple pie filling, topped with powdered sugar and whipped cream. For the fall, they're also serving pumpkin pancakes, and I had them this month. They were great. Did some Vermont maple syrup and whipped cream on top, too.
I've never had pumpkin pancakes. That sounds delicious.
It's definitely a must. And also in Brantford is Rosavino, and they have some great specialty fall cocktails on their menu now, and starting with their spiced pear Ugo Spritz. It's St. George's spiced pear liqueur, Prosecco, and then a floater of St. Germain on top. Really puts you in the fall mood, nice and warm. And they also have an autumn pumpkin martini, vanilla vodka, pumpkin puree, white chocolate liqueur, and pumpkin liqueur, which this one sounds great to me.
Wow.
And I also saw that they added a smoked autumn cider Manhattan, too.
Oh, I love that smoked flavor. It's so good in the fall.
Oh, I have another great one, Luce in Middletown. They have a black Manhattan. And it's nice to have a cocktail that feels cozy for the fall that doesn't necessarily have to have pumpkin spice attached to it.
It's true.
And this drink is made with rye whiskey, Averna Amaro bitters, and a cherry on top. And lastly, Broken Symmetry Gastropub in Bethel. This is such an awesome brewery located in an old train station. They're souping up food and drinks that are truly mouthwatering. I was in awe eating here last month. They have an apple harvest beer. It's now on draft. It's fresh apple cider from the local Blue Jay orchards, cinnamon-infused whiskey, and a lager on top. Super refreshing.
Wow, because you always hear about the pumpkin beers with the sugar rims, but I've never heard of the apple one. That sounds good.
Even like that, and I'm not a huge beer lover.
Yeah, that sounds great. All right, definitely going to check these places out here in Connecticut. It's the best. It's honestly one of the best places to be in the fall here in Connecticut to get all these treats.
Yes, we're lucky in New England.
Thanks so much, Alex. Find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly.